This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. Registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. And if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, simply standard operating procedure, because the human body, the human biological system, is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about the Longevity products, if you want to purchase any of the Longevity products you hear us advertise on the program, please call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and ask them about joining the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start your own Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, and, of course, help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Thanks for joining us on the Bright Side. Once again, folks, we're going to continue. We're going to defer our discussion on cells and cell membranes and fat digestion and fat absorption for tomorrow. We'll continue doing that tomorrow. Today we have a special guest, Pam Henderson, Dr. Pam Henderson. She's a co-founder and CEO of a company called New Edge, which is a growth strategy firm that specializes in providing strategies for businesses, I suppose you could say. Pamela is a PhD. She has a PhD in marketing strategy from the University of Texas. She's a professor, a former professor at Carnegie Mellon. She's lectured extensively, taught extensively, and she's the author of a really neat book that I ran into called You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity. And for you guys who are doing the longevity business, who are interested in growing your longevity business, or if you want to start a longevity business, we're going to talk today about Pam's vision and her very interesting and unique distinction that she makes between ideas and opportunities. The title of the book is You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Pam Henderson, Dr. Pam Henderson. Greetings, Dr. Henderson.
Oh, greetings. I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do. I tried to explain a little bit, but I'm sure you can elaborate a little bit more extensively than my introduction.
You know, you did a great job. What we are super passionate about is helping companies and individuals find opportunity and define it better. And the title of the book, which you said, You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity, gets at the notion that people love ideas. We all come up with ideas, and that's fantastic. And there's been a lot of writing in the last several years on creativity and how to be more creative, and that is just great. I love that. But what's unfortunate is that a lot of times our ideas don't succeed when they go to market as products or services or even new ways to market something. It doesn't have to be a physical product. It could be, you know, how we're doing something with our kids or whatever. But they don't always succeed. And while we'd expect that not every idea is going to work, sometimes it's because we haven't really understood what the underlying opportunity is. And I know that kind of feels a bit vague, like, well, what's the difference between an idea and opportunity? And we can talk more about that. But we really try to help companies get clear about the opportunity. And that means that they tend to come up with better ideas and actually bigger ideas.
So, in other words, instead of just going with, you know, we all have these ideas that float through our heads pretty much every minute
Absolutely.
Of every day. We've got
yeah.
some kind of, right? So you're saying yeah. instead of going with an idea or instead of just having ideas, exploring opportunities, how does that work? What is exactly is the relationship between an opportunity and an idea?
Well, if somebody picks up the book, they'll see it's incredibly visual, pictures throughout it. So you've got it, right?
Yes, I do. It's a beautiful book.
Well,
very visually appealing.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it tells you a little bit about me. I'm a bit of an 8-year-old at heart because I like picture books, right? So I think of an idea like a koi fish, and those are those big orange and black Japanese fish, and an opportunity is like a pond. And so it turns out, if you put one of those fish in a little fish bowl on your desk, it's actually going to stay small. They have a way of sensing their environment, and so they don't grow as big. Now, you know, it doesn't work with kittens, even though they're cuter when they're small. We can't keep them small. But it does work with these fish, and then when you put it in a big pond, it'll actually get really big.
Uh-huh.
So I think of an idea like a fish and the opportunities like the pond. If you put an idea in a small pond, it's going to stay small. Even if it's kind of a cool idea, if the opportunity isn't there, it's going to stay small. And if you put it in a big pond, it gets really big. And we've seen that over the years. Sometimes a company will launch a product almost too early, and it'll just stay small. Like, for example, Kodak launched digital photography years before everybody else did, and it just stayed like a small idea because the conditions weren't really right for it to get really big. And so it's not necessarily that it was a bad idea. It might have just been the opportunity wasn't really there yet.
Uh-huh. Now, speaking of fish and ponds, I love the etymological derivation of opportunity that you talk about. Explain a little bit about how that relates to what an opportunity is, how the word was derived.
Yeah, so it comes from Latin, which it comes from the words ab portu, which means into port. And it came about in the late 1300s, and that was a time when there was a lot of maritime activity. People were racing around trying to get trade routes, and there were these universities that were building these new boats. It was pretty amazing, like some of the first R&D in a university. Anyway, they built these new boats, and they were able to get people into new ports. Well, I was a marketing professor, so if I hear ab portu and I think that's opportunity, then I'm going to think it must be the port with all the people and the money. But the people that were building the boats and the cool products that were going on them would say, well, hang on a second, you don't have opportunity without me. So I could say, okay, yeah, sure, opportunity is the boat and the goods, but that wasn't what they were referring to. They were actually referring to the tide and wind conditions that allowed the boat to make it the last mile into port, because without that, the boats would stall because they were all sailboats. So we view opportunity as kind of all three. So we say it's the port, the market with people waiting to spend money. It's the amazing products that you've got. And then it's the conditions that make the timing and the situation right to get the products to market.
Okay, so we're in the nutrition business. A lot of my listeners and myself, we sell nutritional products. We actually do network marketing. I'm sure you know what that is, multi-level marketing, they call it, or network marketing, direct sales, some people call it. How can we exploit these ideas or leverage these ideas, or leverage these notions, I should say, of idea versus opportunity to grow our network marketing businesses?
Well, I'm not a historian, but I am going to tell you another story from history because I love this story, and it's all about direct marketing, multi-level marketing, and it goes back to Tupperware. And so a lot of people don't know this, and the story's in the book, but Mr. Tupper invented the cool Tupperware stuff,
right?
And he was selling it through department stores. And, you know, he was looking at his sales one day, and, you know, it had been humming along, and it was okay. He was looking at his sales, and all of a sudden he notices that the largest orders that he was fulfilling were going to an individual, not a department store. And the individual was a gal named Brownie Wise. And this is, you know, like 1950s. And so what had happened was she saw the product, and she was a single mom. I was struggling, and she thought, I'm going to sell this to my friends. So she starts having these parties at her house, and she's selling more than the department stores. So all of a sudden, he thinks, well, wow, I need to team up with her. So he took this kind of good idea, and he made it a huge idea by changing his business model. So the sales of Tupperware multiplied by 25 times in just 3 years.
Okay,
and it's all because of that multi-level marketing model that you guys have.
Okay, now we have a great idea about nutrition. Our idea is that you need to supplement. You're not going to get what you need in terms of nutrients. Nutrients are important. You're not going to get what you need from the four food groups, so you need to supplement. That's our idea. I want to know how we can take advantage of that idea and how we can find an opportunity to exploit that idea. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Pam Henderson, PhD. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. Jeez.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. Thank you for joining us, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Also encourage you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories and blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren, for setting that up. We are talking to Pam Henderson, Dr. Pam Henderson, about her very interesting and Very attractive book. You can kill an idea, but you can't kill an opportunity. So let me just see if I can summarize what you said, Dr. Henderson, and then re-express or ask you my question that I kind of inelegantly tried to express before we went to break. An idea is like a fish, and opportunity is like the pond or the environment that the fish lives in. And depending on how effective, I guess, the pond is, that's how much the idea is going to grow or the fish is going to grow. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. So we have an idea. As network marketers in the longevity business, we have an idea that people need to supplement, that nutrition is important, that the nutrients, vitamins and minerals and trace elements that you get from foods aren't really in the foods because they're not in the soil, so consequently people are not as healthy as they should be. So our idea is that people need to supplement. How could we take that idea and leverage it or grow it, if you will, via exploiting opportunity or finding opportunity? How can we relate that idea to opportunity so that we can have an effective business?
Okay, great. So there's a number of ways. One is to look at who your core customer is right now. And what we want to do is we want to look at those conditions. We want to make this pond even bigger if we can. So who would you say your core customer is right now, consumer?
People who aren't satisfied with the state of their health.
Okay. And how do you find these people?
That's a great question. Well, I find them, they approach me personally. How other people find them, probably meetings, if you will.
Relationships,
that's right. Family, maybe, friends, that kind of thing. Posters that people put up and people soliciting potential customers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great. So that's what we would normally do, and that's great. There's nothing, that's awesome, right? But when we think about trying to expand opportunity, expand that pond, what we want to do is kind of stretch from where we are to maybe some new places. And you can even think of these as almost like little dimensions. So I'm going to give you an example. So with multi-level marketing, the core salesperson, you know, business owner has typically been a woman, and the core customer has often been women.
Okay.
There's a lot of cosmetic companies that have used multi-level marketing and are now in the billions, $3 billion, $4 billion companies. It also started in the United States, and now it's gone worldwide. So South America, Latin America, Russia, you know.
You're talking about the generic model. You're talking about the
generic model, right? So that's where I'm going to go because I'm going to talk about generic model. But now what we're seeing is more multi-level marketing organizations targeting men and maybe owned by men, right? So one of the conditions in the environment, and this is what I want people to think about, is when we think about opportunity, what we want to think about is not I have this thing and I have to sell it, which of course is what we all think when we wake up in the morning. What I want us to think about is what's changing in the world. Okay, there's more stay-at-home dads than ever before. There's more women working than ever before. And one of the primary motivations for the multi-level marketing system was that women that were staying at home had no form of income. And that's why Tupperware grew so quickly, was because all of a sudden, and it was at a time when working outside the home wasn't really socially permissible. So that's why the multi-level marketing system grew. So now let's say, okay, the world's changed. We have new multi-level marketing organizations like Man Cave Worldwide, and they have meetings, but the key word here is meat. So they sell a lot of meat, and they go and they have barbecues, and the guys hang out at the barbecue, and they teach the latest grilling and smoking.
Is this
techniques.
Real or is this
for real? No,
yeah.
For real.
Man Cave
Worldwide, and meetings spelled like the word meat, right?
How funny. Mancave.com?
I don't have the URL in front of me.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden you got men selling stuff, and I'm not suggesting you go in any particular direction. What I'm trying to do here is say that we have different conditions. The world is different. And so the overall business model that you have has influenced, you know, how people think. And so if I'm selling Avon products, my traditional way of doing that would be to find women I know and try to go to them and sell my Avon products or Mary Kay. And that's great. But as we see now that the world's changing, we know there's going to be fewer women that want to own their own business to do that and fewer women to sell to. So this isn't just a discussion about men and women, but the point is to say we stretched from a traditional place of women selling to women to now we have men selling to men. So what each individual that's listening to this, each individual that you have selling products is going to have a different network, and everybody's going to be doing it in slightly different ways and having, you know, different levels of success. But what each person can do is start to think about where they are and then stretch to maybe an opposite end of where they are. I'm predominantly selling to men. Maybe I could sell to women. I'm selling to middle-aged people. Maybe I could sell to the elderly. Maybe I could sell to, you know, younger people.
Okay. So where is there a pond that I can move my koi fish to?
Exactly. How can I make my pond bigger? So one of our techniques is thinking about these things dimensionally, stretching it out. Another way to think about it is, and this will seem a little bit strange, is we work with a company that sells sheetrock, okay? So sheetrock is heavy, it's big, and it's, you know, not very expensive product. So the dimensions on that would be to say, well, what if I made a $1,000 piece of sheetrock? Well, that sounds silly, but then I start thinking about embedding it with electronics and having it be more insulative and things like that. Or what if I made a $1 piece of sheetrock? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I could do something that would be used for low-income housing or in, you know, sold in a dollar store or whatever it is. Could I lightweight it? You know, all these different kinds of dimensions. So if we take where you guys are, we might say, well, you're a, you know, a high-quality product. Well, what would it look like if we made it cost three times as much? Okay, that sounds a bit silly, like why would somebody want it? But actually, some of these cosmetic companies have taken an ultra-premium positioning and have done very well.
Now, these sound like ideas, Dr. Henderson. They don't sound like opportunities. Am I missing something?
They do sound like ideas, but really what we're doing, and it's a great point. I love that you said that, because a lot of times what we need to do is think of the ideas to make the opportunity more concrete, right? So opportunities are kind of ambiguous. I'm talking about this big space out there. So as I think about it, I go, okay, well, I don't care if it's high-priced or what it is, but what I really care about is there more space in the premium area? Is there more space in a low-cost area? Is there more space for men or women or low-income or high-income or elderly or young? And when we talk about those things, because, you know, it's kind of like, think about the stars in the sky. Very difficult for me to talk about the black space, right? It's easy for me to talk about a star because I can see it, right? So the ideas are like the stars in the sky. They're the raisins in your raisin bread, right?
I like it. It's the content versus the context. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, your language is perfect. You should have written the book.
I love the book, actually. So in other words, instead of focusing on the stuff, focus on what the stuff, where you're putting the stuff, and look for places to put the stuff. Is that what you're saying? Okay. So that seems to me like there's a very important relationship between trends and society's movement and what's happening from a historical context and opportunities. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. Is that okay, Dr. Henderson?
Sounds great.
Okay, good. We're talking to Pamela Henderson about her book, You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time,
even after consuming alcohol.
And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only one $8.79. Two cases for only $3.55. Or get three cases for only $5.15. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Pam Henderson about her book, You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity. So Dr. Henderson got stars, and we got the sky, we got koi fish, we got the pond, we got raisin bread content, context. It seems so much easier to deal with stars than this kind of vague idea of sky. Is there always going to be an opportunity when there's an idea, in the same way there always has to be a sky when there's stars, or bread when there's raisins, if you have raisin bread? Does an idea automatically imply an opportunity, or do you have to look for opportunities? And if so, where can you find opportunities if you have an idea?
Well, we're always going to have ideas, because you think about children, they're creative, right? And sometimes as we grow up, we become a little bit less creative, but people inherently are creative. So we're always going to have ideas, and I would hope that would continue. It does not mean, though, that every idea is pinging on an opportunity. Now, usually there's something there, right? Why would I come up with a better mousetrap if there weren't still mice that needed to be caught? But that doesn't mean it's going to be a very big market. I've seen so many inventors create something for a market of one, They're like, well, I needed this, and I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I created it. Well, that's great, but it doesn't mean that there's a gazillion other people out there that need it. So ultimately, the market opportunity is the people out there that need the product, but we can also create opportunities. So they talk about iPhones. You know, nobody ever told me they needed an iPhone, but actually, an inventor created that. Inventors created those great products that satisfy people. So it may be that nobody ever said, gee, I'm not getting enough out of the soil, and therefore I need these supplements. You know, inventors can create amazing things, even if people don't tell us they need them. So can't just rely on what people say, but ultimately there have to be people that want our product. Now, the question then is how many, and how do we expand that market of people that want our products? And you've done a super job on your pharmacistben.com site. You know, you talk about all of these different things that are concerning people. So you're pinging on all of these trends, you know, concerns about aging, concerns about stress, concerns about our skin. You know, all these different concerns about our welfare are on trend. And so I think that in that sense, because you've touched such a wide range of issues, you have really expanded the pond. But as we think about trends in general, that is a great way to expand that pond. And ultimately, it will turn into products, you know, the stars in the sky that serve those needs. But I was just thinking about a number of trends that, you know, you're already touching on, but aging population, right? There's a ton of products out there that are anti-aging. And what's really interesting is, you know, we worked with, you know, some of these big companies, and what's interesting is they're not targeting people in their 60s or 70s with their anti-aging products. They're actually targeting people in their late 20s and 30s.
New opportunities, bigger pond.
Right. Uh-huh. It's bigger pond, and it turns out that those are the people that are saying, you know, I don't really want to look like my mom, so I'm going to start doing this stuff now. So, you know, a food trend is blenders, right? We have all these blenders that are, you know, juicing, taking vegetables and doing juicing, and that's a food trend. So how could we link up with, you know, people that are selling blenders? How could we actually link up with, you know, somehow direct our efforts towards that population that's buying blenders? How can we get at that population? I don't know the answer, but that's the market, right?
There may be an opportunity there.
Exactly. And those people may believe that by what they're doing, they're getting everything that they need, right? That's why they're doing it. But actually, there's a population that you already know is interested in their health, and yet you have a very specific value proposition that goes to them.
There might be an opportunity for our ideas.
Exactly.
Have you ever heard the saying, if we build it, they will come? I forgot who said that, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. I remember maybe 20 years ago or so, I'm in the skincare business, and I want to talk about that here in a second, but I had this idea of expanding my business with the using that whole concept. If I build it, they will come, and it was a complete disaster, and I ended up losing a whole bunch of money, and I'm still recovering from that disaster. So you don't believe you don't believe that in that idea.
No.
If you build it, they will come. You want them to come, somebody to be able to come before we build it.
Well, I want to know where they are. I want to go. I want to get on my boat and go into that port. So I don't believe if you build it, they'll come. Particularly, I mean, let's face it. Sure, once in a while, a website is kind of like a, if you build it, they'll come, right? Because people can search with Google. But we're all fighting for our Google AdWords and our, you know, search engine optimization. So it's not exactly real easy to get an audience just because we built it. So I don't believe that. I do believe I want to know who they are. A lot of times we build it and we don't even know who they are. And I want to have a boat. I want to have a vehicle for getting there. That's part of the deal. Is it's not good enough just to make the product. I have to have a way to reach those people. So, for example, you know, this group of people that buy blenders, you know, how can I get at those people? I don't know offhand, but maybe it's what I put in my website regarding words. Maybe it's how I link into those people. You know, who knows?
So now, are you saying that you want to have the opportunity first and then have an idea? Are you saying there's a simultaneity that they have to happen at the same time? You're certainly not saying that you want the idea first, or maybe you are saying that, and then you want to find an opportunity for that idea. What's the sequencing of the relationship between ideas and opportunities?
Yeah, really insightful question. You know, in an ideal world, you know, if I was very linear, I would say you got to have the opportunity, figure out the opportunity, and then figure out the right ideas. But what can happen is somebody can have a truly brilliant idea, it's the eureka in the lab. You come up with, you discover something about omega-3s. You discover something about whatever. You find some nutrient in oranges that nobody knew about, and then you're able to leverage that. So that's a scientific discovery. There can also be engineering discoveries. I make truly a better mousetrap. But that is not where we stop. We don't take that idea, build it out, and then try to market it. What we need to do is say, okay, cool idea, I love it, and I'm going to put it aside for a second. I'm going to figure out who might be the audience for this. I'm going to try to expand that, and as I think about how could I expand the audience for this, I may come back and start modifying my ideas or coming up with new ideas. So it's not that one or the other, because I could wake up in the morning or, you know, take a shower or go for a run and have a brilliant idea, and I don't want people to toss those away. But what I want them to do is figure out who's that audience, and then as I figure out ways to expand that audience, maybe I'm going to come up with better ideas. So before I go to market, I want to be crisp about the opportunity, and I want to make sure that the ideas that I'm coming up with are the right ones for that opportunity.
Is it fair to say that either one could come first, but then there's kind of a feedback that occurs
where
the opportunity, where they each shape each other, kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. Shape each other.
But either one could come first. You could either see the opportunity or you can have the idea.
Absolutely. And so Brownie Wise, when she was doing her Tupperware, she saw an opportunity with these women and she had an idea. But then putting it together with Mr. Tupper himself and joining up forces created this even bigger idea because the opportunity was there. You know, so they kind of had done the idea, done the opportunity, figured it out, and then really went big.
So it seems go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll ask in a second.
No, there's just so many trends we could be looking at. And I think what happens is, particularly once we get into a business, and you know this because you've done it and you failed and I've done things and failed and it's no fun, right? And so you've got listeners, hopefully, that are succeeding, but I'm sure you've got some listeners that would like more success, right?
Right. So we got to take a break, Dr. Henderson. Hang on to that thought. We got to take a quick 2-minute break, okay? We'll be right back. I'm Pharmacist Dan. We're talking to Pamela Henderson, PhD. You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity is the book. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GC.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side, talking to Pam Henderson, Dr. Pam Henderson, about her book, You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Dr. Henderson. Please continue. You're talking about the notion of failing in a business or what it's like to fail and how this relates to the concept of ideas and opportunities.
Well, we just, it's, you know, everybody has failures and we all learn from them and they're painful, but they're, you know, it's tuition, right? We all pay
right.
tuition by failing.
Right.
And that's fine. But the thing is that usually we fail because we have not really gotten our arms around that opportunity. And the opportunity, again, is how do we find new audiences? How do we find new ways to reach them? In fact, in the book, we talk about six different ways to get into opportunity. One is just how we express ourselves, how we brand ourselves, advertise, things like that. So there might be really radically different audiences we could advertise. So we have people coming back from the war. And those people are obviously not getting the care they need. We know about it. We hear about it in the news. That is an audience that is needy, and it's an audience that maybe we haven't thought about targeting, and an audience that, you know, could really benefit from, you know, better health care products and, you know, supplements. You know, and then so the next one is our business model. So currently your business model is a multi-level marketing type business model, and that's great. And so it may be that we think about new people that might want to come into that. So who are people that might be looking for additional income who maybe aren't traditional people? Maybe, again, maybe it's people returning from the war, or maybe it's stay-at-home dads. The next one's the market, and that's just the general who all do we want to market to. So it's not just advertising, but it might be ways to segment the market. And so it might be that we tend to think just of, you know, middle-aged people, you know, people that are maybe a bit more mature and thoughtful about their health. But it may be that working with either younger audiences or much older audiences, it could be that we're not really getting access to people that are in nursing homes, and maybe there's
segmenting,
ways to get access to them.
How about segmenting? Like you say, you were use the word segmenting. You could say middle-aged people who are amputees, or middle-aged people who have mental health problems, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes we just look at groups of people as these big, gigantic groups of people, like, hey, I don't care who I market to. I just want anybody to buy my product. But if we really give a little bit more thought to who else out there has health concerns but maybe doesn't have access to products. So, you know, nursing homes or assisted living homes. A lot of very, very smart people there that don't have a lot of mobility that may, you know, feel like they're not getting the right nutrients in the diets that they're being given. You know, we see it with moms and kids that are going to school. The school lunches program isn't very, you know, healthy. And yet it's difficult to access those people. So thinking about, you know, how could mom put something in a lunchbox that she'd feel better about? So just think, segmenting the market better. And then another source of opportunity is just the general environment, the culture. And we see a lot of, you know, truthfully, a lot of fear these days about terrorism and anti-government things. And so there's ways that you might leverage that, that people are leveraging that. And I don't mean playing to people's fears. I mean really addressing them and giving them more confidence with food that they can store, so forth. We're working with a company right now that has a new technology, and that's another source of opportunity. And the technology is called micro-drying, and it's a complement to freeze drying. It's kind of an alternative, but it doesn't make, you know, freeze drying is great as well. But micro drying allows the fruit to come out more looking like the original fruit. And so they do dried fruit, and it's a great product for people.
Now that's an idea. That's an idea.
Exactly.
That's not an opportunity, though, right?
It's an idea, and so if we go back to opportunity can start with an idea, we've got to make sure the opportunity is there. So a new technology is absolutely an idea, just like, you know, the technology that went into an iPhone is an idea. But you can't stop there. And so what this company has done is come to us and said, help us better define the opportunity. Mm. Who are the different audiences that are going to want this? So when we think about opportunity, you can start with a port, all those people that want something, or it could start with the boat and the goods, you know, all the things that we could make, or it could start with some environmental condition that unites the two. For example, the condition might be attitudes towards organics or attitudes towards government or, you know, something broader. So opportunity can start in a lot of different places, and ideas can start in a lot of different places. And surely there, you know, a pond isn't interesting out without fish, and the fish can't live without the pond. So we need both, but it's just that we don't want to say if we build it, they'll come. That's disastrous.
I'm hearing a synonym between audience and opportunity. Am I missing something?
No, that's perfect. You know, we need that audience. We absolutely need that audience. That is almost like the sky that our stars go in. It's the pond that our fish go in. It's the bread that our raisins go in.
So it's synonymous. When you say opportunity, yeah, you're talking audience.
Well,
in terms of business, that is.
Ish. And so I'm going to clarify this, is that opportunity is something that we can shape. So it's the people out there, but it's also we create value. So the ports could have existed forever, but if there was no boat and no goods, no one would have made money. Equally, if I've got the boats and the goods, but I got nowhere to sail to, no one's going to make money. And if I got the boats and the goods and the port, but the weather's bad, no one's going to make money. So we believe that true opportunity is more than just the market. It's when you bring those three together. Something
it's a
you
potential.
Create is a value. Yeah, exactly. It's all three put together.
Okay, so an audience is a potential opportunity,
yes,
not necessarily an opportunity.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, got it. All right, now I'm going to ask you a question that's kind of out of left field, but it's something that I think might be relevant. How can we apply these ideas to in a non-business sense, say to self-development or self-growth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, great question. In fact, I do a lot of talks. I'll go and I talk to people and, you know, senior groups, retirees, prayer breakfasts, teenagers, and it's kind of the same thing. So a lot of people will say, well, you know, I love nursing. Okay, that's actually a pretty good thing to love these days,
mm-hmm,
because we need a lot of nurses. I love education. That's awesome because we need a lot of teachers. But you might major in a field that, you know, I'm glad that you love it, but if you really want a job, that might not be the field to major in. And in the same way, we say, okay, so let's think about it in a nonprofit sense, okay? A lot of what was happening years ago was that people would come up with ideas to create, let's say, clean water for people in villages in Africa. They'd come up with the idea, and they'd fly in on their plane, and it would pretty much stop at the runway because they couldn't get their idea into the village because they hadn't really understood the village. They went to women who were carting water around and tried to essentially get them to adopt it. It was free, right? It was paid for by a nonprofit. But by not really understanding that village and the dynamic that you had to go to the village leader, the elder, that they had to basically essentially buy into it and endorse it, without really understanding that market, they weren't succeeding. So all the generosity and altruism in the world isn't going to do any good if we don't really understand the behaviors and the needs and the culture. And it's the same for selling anything. We have to fit in with the behaviors and the needs and the cultures.
Is the opportunity side of the equation, is it an intuitive thing? Is it the kind of, you just have to kind of sense that there's an opportunity, or how do you find opportunities? I mean, there's no books that list opportunities. Is it just kind of something you have to see?
Well, it has been in the past, and I think that's why I wrote the book. I want people to know that they can be more assertive and creative about finding, defining, and even expanding opportunity. So we give four ways of finding opportunity. One is trends, and we've talked about a bunch of those.
Right.
Another one is insights, and insights is discovering things that are maybe hidden beneath the surface. So, for
intuitively.
Example, yeah, discovering them or actually going out and watching people, watching for what we call a compensating behavior. So a compensating behavior is I need to eat a bunch of fruit. I can't eat that much fruit, or I don't have access to it all the time, so I'm going to use a blender to, you know, make it into a juice. That's a compensating behavior. And so
there's a hole somewhere, and you're filling it.
Exactly. Another compensating behavior is I take your tangy, you know,
tangy tangerine.
Tangy tangerine, and I put it into little Ziploc bags to the quantity I need every day because you didn't do it for me. You didn't create the little.
Oh no, that's brilliant.
You know,
that's
crystal
brilliant.
Crystal light tube for me, and I go and I run up to the water. I get a water bottle, or you know, a bigger trend these days is people have a hard, durable water bottle, and then they fill it up at a water fountain in the airport or wherever they are, and they aren't carrying around water bottles, but now I'm carrying around a hard water bottle, a permanent water bottle, and I need little tubes of this stuff to throw in my water bottle. So a compensating behavior that you might observe is I'm getting a lot of little Ziploc bags. So that's an insight. You watch me fiddling around in the morning with my Ziploc bags, and you think, there's a need here that I haven't met.
Dr. Henderson, we're out of time. We're going to have to let our listeners check out the other two opportunities, I guess you'd say, in the book. You can kill an idea, but you can't kill an opportunity. Thank you so much for coming on board. Really appreciate it, Dr. Henderson. If you don't mind, send me your email, your mailing address. I'm going to send you out some of that tangy tangerine on me and maybe create an opportunity for myself. Thank you so much.
It's such a treat to talk to you. You guys are doing great work.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, Dr. Henderson. Good to talk. That was Dr. Pam Henderson, the book, You Can Kill an Idea, But You Can't Kill an Opportunity. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.